Our guest at the cafe this morning is the director of the Hunt Regional Emergency Centers in Commerce in Quinlan, Kim Zines. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, I came across an article that I thought was one that would be good for us to talk about. It's called Six Things Emergency Room Doctors Always Tell Their Friends. This is in Red Book magazine. Now, this is not gossip, but this is, but this is advice that doctors might have for their friends should they come to the emergency room. So I thought that's worthwhile. And the first thing was, Kim, how to speed things up. And basically, you're going to be asked a particular question when you come into the emergency room.
Right. We're pretty goal-directed. We want to get to the point and see what's going on. So it's always good to have a plan, just a thought in your head of what exactly is going on, what's led up to your symptoms or the condition that you're having. And then that way, just kind of stick to the facts for the condition at hand right now.
The second thing was be like us about safety. And basically, they're just saying try to prevent coming to the emergency room in the first place and be proactive in thinking about what can you do to prevent an accident at home or anywhere?
Right. Safety prevention is a big part of what we do in the emergency department. We want to always spread good practices that would include safety helmets for children or anyone riding bicycles, motorcycles, seat belts, something as simple as that. You know, you're always going to strap your kids in because that's what's best for them. But as a parent, are you doing the right thing and wearing your seatbelt even when you're going two blocks away? Mm-hmm. So things like that, using equipment for what it's used for. You know, every year, we love Christmas music in the ER, and so we can't play Christmas music until the first light hanging injury occurs. So that's kind of our joke. So it's best not to put your ladder in the back of the truck and try to put your Christmas lights up. Mm-hmm. You know, we want to always make sure that you have the help that you need and using your equipment safely.
We're going to come back to ladders before we're done. Number three was, we've seen it all before.
That's right. You know, we see lots of conditions and situations, accidents in the ER, and so things happen that sometimes don't always leave us in the best light, but that's what we're there for, and we've seen lots of things, so don't let those situations embarrass you or hinder you from getting the medical care that you need.
Mm-hmm. We're talking with Kim Zines, who's the director of the Hunt Regional Emergency Centers in Commerce in Quinlan. The number four is interesting. Don't let the doctor walk away.
Right. Medical people, sometimes we think that since we know what a CBC entails, what a blood count means, that we think that you may know that as well. So when we say to you that's normal, we think that's really all I need to say. So sometimes we all need direction to say, well, can you slow down just a minute and explain to me what does that mean? So it just may need a little direction, and we're all human. And sometimes the doctor, there's one doctor for 10 patients, so they're very goal-directed. So to them, that was the information you needed. But patients sometimes need more information. And so just whatever level of comfort that you have, if you have questions, be sure to stop the doctor and make sure you have a good understanding of your test and your results.
Mm-hmm. A follow-up question, what is normal?
Right.
Sometimes, yeah. Number five was, pain has a purpose. And there may be a reason when you come into the emergency room that the first thing they do is not to give you pain medication.
Right. This is a common issue that we deal with. Pain helps your body protect itself. So if you have pain, there's generally something causing it. So if you have a broken arm, that's a little bit different. We can see that your arm's broken rapidly. We can splint that, get you pain medication, and address it. But when you're looking at things that are internal, say as abdominal pain, that's a very tricky diagnosis. So you want to rule out any life-threatening illnesses like appendicitis or ruptured bowel, those kind of things. And if we mask those symptoms with narcotics or make you altered in any way, you may not be able to respond to us. So if we take that pain away, we can't really tell if your situation's getting better or not. So it's sometimes we're just not able to control the pain at the time because it's really more important for us to find out what's causing it.
Mm. But you'll get to it just as quickly as you can. And then the last of these six items that emergency room doctors always tell their friends, use your ladder, please. And you mentioned the ladder, but use things the way they're supposed to be used. But I guess climbing injuries are very, very common.
rolling chair injuries. Those are something, you know, those rollers are on there for a reason, but it's not to help you put your light bulb in. It's we try to recommend that you stay away from any kind of rolling stool or chairs, and so be careful with those things. And that can even be a fall for older individuals. Rolling chairs are that's kind of dangerous. So you just have to use your equipment wisely and always have help. I mean, that's kind of the key there. If you do fall or something happens, you've got help there. It's like never swim alone. Well, don't change your light bulb alone necessarily.
Right. Good. Kim, this is really very useful, and thanks for having a cup of coffee with us again.
Thank you.
Kim Science, the director of the Hunt Regional Emergency Centers and Commerce in Quinlan. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station 88.9 KETR.